Welcome to the Origine Podcast. I'm Jamie, and today we're diving into some fascinating new research about sex differences in cancer biology.
And I'm Alex. We've got an incredible study to discuss today that could change how we approach cancer treatment, especially for women. It's all about a newly discovered pathway that might explain why certain cancers behave differently based on sex.
That's right, Alex. This groundbreaking research was recently published in Nature, and it's addressing something that's been underappreciated in cancer research: the role of sex hormones in cancers that aren't typically considered hormone dependent.
You know, it's interesting because we've known about sex differences in cancer for a while now, but understanding the mechanisms behind these differences has been limited. This has really held back advances in precision medicine and therapies.
Absolutely. The researchers, led by Lionel LaRue and Veronique Delmas, found that considering factors like ethnicity, age, and sex is crucial for managing cancer patients because these factors create important differences in both cancer incidence and treatment response.
And one consistent difference between the sexes that's often underestimated is age-related hormone production. This study specifically looked at how that affects cancers that aren't typically recognized as hormone-dependent.
So what did they discover, Alex? Because this seems like a major finding that could impact a lot of people.
Well, they found something pretty remarkable. The study shows that premenopausal women have increased vulnerability to certain cancers, and they identified a specific molecule called ecdherin as a crucial component in the estrogen response in various cancers, including melanoma.
Melanoma? That's interesting, because we don't typically think of skin cancer as being hormone-related, do we?
Exactly. That's what makes this study so fascinating. Using a mouse model of melanoma, they discovered an estrogen-sensitizing pathway that connects ecdherin, beta-catenin, estrogen receptor alpha, and something called GRPR that promotes melanoma aggressiveness, specifically in women.
Wait, let me make sure I understand this correctly. So ecdherin is basically a cell-cell adhesion molecule, right? It helps cells stick together.
That's right. And what the researchers found is that when ecdherin is lost in cancer cells, it triggers this pathway that makes the cancer more aggressive in women due to the interaction with estrogen. The really promising part is that they found inhibiting this pathway by targeting GRPR, or estrogen receptor alpha, actually reduces metastasis in mice.
That's huge. So basically, they've identified a potential therapeutic target that could be especially effective for women with these types of cancers.
Exactly. And what's particularly interesting is that they're suggesting targeting a G-protein-coupled receptor. That's what GRPR is, with drugs that aren't commonly used for cancer treatment. This could potentially be more effective in treating ecdherin-dependent cancers in women.
So, Alex, let's dig into the epidemiological findings a bit. The researchers analyzed global data and found that despite men having an overall higher cancer risk than women, premenopausal women actually have a higher risk for certain cancer types.
That's right. Out of 24 cancer types they analyzed, 13 showed a significant female bias during the premenopausal period, with melanoma being the most prominent. And interestingly, melanoma occurs most frequently in pregnant women and those exposed to high estrogen levels during puberty.
And this coincides with peak estradiol levels in young women, whereas testosterone remains relatively stable across ages in men. This really underscores the potential role of estrogen in initiating certain cancers.
The researchers also looked at genes central to female-biased cancers, melanoma, gastric, and thyroid cancers, as well as breast cancer and the gene for estrogen receptor alpha. They found that CDH1, which encodes ecdherin, was among the key genes involved.
And importantly, they found that CDH1 mRNA levels were lower in young women compared to men or older women. This suggests that reduced CDH1 expression could increase susceptibility to estrogen-driven cancers, particularly in melanoma.
So to test this hypothesis, they developed a melanoma mouse model with conditional deletion of the CDH1 gene in melanocytes. what they found was fascinating. CDH1 loss alone wasn't enough to cause tumors, but when combined with other genetic changes, it had a dramatic effect on metastasis in female mice.
Right, and the numbers are pretty striking. About 63% of female mice with E. cadherin loss had metastases, compared to only 16% of female mice with normal E. cadherin. And this effect wasn't seen in male mice, which really highlights the sex-specific nature of this pathway.
Exactly.
And when they looked at what was happening at the molecular level, they found that E. cadherin loss was leading to upregulation of this receptor called GRPR, the gastrin-releasing peptide receptor, specifically in female melanomas.
That's such an interesting finding. And they found multiple lines of evidence supporting GRPR's role in promoting metastasis, right?
Yes, they did. For instance, they found that GRPR expression is associated with more invasive cancer cell signatures. They also found that women with high GRPR levels had reduced overall and progression-free survival, a trend that wasn't apparent when they looked at non-sex stratified data.
And I think one of the most compelling pieces of evidence was that they found ECAD negative / GRPR positive was the dominant phenotype in human lung melanoma metastases, regardless of the original tumor genotype.
That's right. Plus, they found that GRP, which is GRPR's natural binding partner, is expressed in both human and mouse lungs, suggesting that when cancer cells with high GRPR levels reach the lungs, they find an environment that can activate this pathway and promote metastatic growth.
What's particularly interesting is that this pattern of inverse correlation between E. cadherin and GRPR expression isn't just seen in melanoma. They found it in several other carcinomas too: breast, lung, stomach, and thyroid cancers.
Exactly. Which suggests this might be a common regulatory mechanism across multiple cancer types. And the researchers went on to demonstrate that GRPR is essential for metastasis through both gain-of-function and pharmacological approaches.
So they were able to actually target GRPR with drugs and reduce metastasis, right? That's the really exciting therapeutic angle here.
Absolutely. They used GRPR antagonists, particularly one called RC3095, and found that it significantly reduced lung colonization by melanoma cells. This really underscores the essential role of GRPR in metastasis formation and suggests a potential therapeutic approach.
And at the cellular level, they found that GRPR activation promotes several key aspects of the metastatic process, right? Things like growth, resistance to anoikis, which is a form of cell death that happens when cells detach from their surroundings, and invasion.
That's right. And they trace this back to a signaling pathway involving a protein called YAP1, which gets activated when GRPR is stimulated. YAP1 then regulates a whole program of genes that promote metastasis.
So this is really a cascade of events, isn't it? Ecadherin loss leads to beta-catenin activation, which increases estrogen receptor alpha expression, which then drives GRPR expression, which activates YAP1 and promotes metastasis. And this whole pathway is particularly active in women due to estrogen.
Exactly. And what's really fascinating is that they found this pathway can be triggered in multiple ways. Through E. cadherin alterations, beta-catenin activation, estrogen receptor activation, or GRPR stimulation. This highlights the complex interplay of pathways in cancer progression.
And I think one of the most important aspects of this study is how it introduces this concept linking hormone sensitivity and tumor phenotype. They're showing that in these cancers, hormones might not be driving proliferation directly, but they're affecting cell phenotype and aggressiveness.
That's such an important point. Traditionally, only cancers of the sex organs are defined as hormone-dependent. But this study suggests that many other cancers might have unrecognized hormone sensitivity that affects their behavior.
And from a therapeutic perspective, this opens up new possibilities. The researchers suggest that targeting this pathway, either through estrogen receptor modulators or GRPR antagonists, could improve outcomes for women with E. cadherin-dependent cancers.
Right, and they actually demonstrated this in their mouse model,
When they treated mice with fulvestrant, which targets estrogen receptor alpha, they saw the significant reduction in metastasis formation. This suggests that existing drugs might be repurposed for these cancers.
And they also showed that this CDH1, CTNNB1, ESR1, GRPR axis is active in breast cancer too, suggesting broader relevance across multiple cancer types.
Absolutely. I think what's particularly exciting about this study is that it's identifying a sex-specific therapeutic vulnerability. By understanding how E-cadherin loss leads to estrogen receptor and GRPR expression, we might be able to develop more targeted treatments for women with these types of cancers.
And it really underscores the importance of considering sex as a biological variable in cancer research and treatment. This study shows that there are fundamental differences in how cancers behave in men versus women, and our treatment approaches should reflect that.
Exactly. This study is a great example of how considering sex diversity and disease can lead to better, more personalized treatment strategies. And it offers hope for improving outcomes in various cancers, not just melanoma.
Well, this has been a fascinating discussion, Alex. To summarize, this groundbreaking study has identified a female-specific metastatic pathway involving E-cadherin loss, which leads to increased estrogen sensitivity and GRPR expression, ultimately promoting cancer aggressiveness in women.
And most importantly, they've shown that this pathway can be targeted therapeutically, potentially opening up new treatment strategies for women with these cancers. It's a great reminder of why sex-specific research is so important in medicine.
That's right. And for our listeners who want to learn more, we'll link to the full study in our show notes. Thanks for tuning in to the Oragene podcast, and we'll see you next time. Thanks, everyone.
And remember, understanding sex differences in disease isn't just about equality. It's about developing better, more effective treatments for everyone. See you next time.